Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 17th, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition political parties, especially the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, ahead of general elections later this year. 26 members of the Nelson Chamisa-led opposition party, including a minor, remain in custody tonight after they were arrested at a private residence in Budiriro over the weekend while holding an internal party meeting, which the CCC says did not require them to notify the police. Those arrested include members of Parliament Amos Chibaya of Mkoba constituency and Costa Machinga Uta representing Budiriro, who handed himself over to the police today. Police rounded up the opposition supporters while hunkering down at Machingauta's residence. The accused activists were back in court today with lawyers from the organization Justice for Children making an application for the minor to be tried separately. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC. Kulaba sekeli baleli bandla abangamashumi amabili lasithupha ababotshwe ngempela viki ngemva kokutholakala besenza umhlangano wabo endlini yomeli we-CCC eBudiriro, uMnumzana Costa Machinga Uta, yena obotshwe namuhla. Abanye ababoshiweyo bagoqela umeli weMkhoba ePhalamende, uMnumzana Amos Chibaya. Kwaziwayi batereri veStudio 7, nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusungwa zvakanyanya kwenhengo zeCCC. Nasi nhengo zebato iri makumi maviri nenhanhatu. Dzanga dziri kumatare zvichitevera kusungwa kwadzo nemugovera dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano usiri pamutemo kumba yemumiriri webudiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machinga Uta. CCC inoti nhengo dzayo dziri kushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo. The SADC Lawyers Association is also blasting the Zimbabwe government today after a lawyer representing the CCC members, Uzai Kadzere, was beaten up and then arrested by police. One of the attorneys representing the minor, Pamela Musima, had this to say.
So Justice for Children, Jabinda Chikamira Mwana, but Mutemo would be Sitari Mwana, the family who published a piece of an Ethan Yangwana, a coaching of Anguaku Piliwa, but in English, the gallery should be cleared. So Taita application, a pretty gallery clear, yes, we are Nyayaka Totongwa, in Westarim, but Naspata Shikata Batati Gallery directly. So application you do as open straight out in the postpone of the Mangwana because Ramonese 24, very positive, very positive, but for another deep, no vapor traumas, no vapor, even masichao ashibiswe kana vakatongwa makazara vanhu nekuti hatiziva ari kutora mapicha hatiziva ari kutora uko saka kazhinji kazhinji mutemo wedu unoti vana nyaya dzavo dzinotongwa in secret pasina vanhu vakawanda saka basically ndozvataita mukati mezuva ranhasi taita application yekuti gallery ikuriwe kana kuti paitwe separation of shroud separation of shroud tongoti nyaya ngaitongwe mwana pake ega vanhu vakuru 24 vari pauri ndo zvinotaura kotero sevana izvozvo.
That was Pamela Morimwa of the organization Justice for Children talking to our reporters outside the court today. Another lawyer for the accused, Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, elaborated.
We are coming out of court again, day two of our bail application. This morning we were unable to proceed with the bail application. An issue of importance was raised regarding the rights of the minor child whom I mentioned yesterday as being part of the 25 arrested. There was an application either to separate trial or to have the trial in camera. Obviously, the issue was of much concern as there are 24 others who have a right to be tried in public, in the presence of the media, in the presence of their relatives, in the presence of their friends. So the court is now adjourned to consider submissions that we made on that particular aspect, and we will then decide whether the child will be separated, whether the court will be cleared, or whether the trial will just proceed as is. So we will come back tomorrow at 11:15, hopefully for the ruling and then continuation with the bail hearing. In the meantime, it is also important that I announce that our Honorable Mashingauta, who was said yesterday in court to be a fugitive from justice, he has handed himself over to the police this morning. He was accompanied to Harare Central CID Law and Order by his lawyer, Mr. Darlington Marange. So he is now in police custody. It's an issue that will also raise as and when our opportunity to address court on the bail is concerned. That is the update that we have for this for today, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde for the opposition CCC members arrested at the weekend and currently in jail. Umsekelo sikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Gift Ostalosi Ziba uthe amalunga abo kumele akhululwe ngoba ebotshelwe ize.
EZimbabwe sinenkinga mayelana ngokusebenza komthetho elizwe ngenxa yokubana ke sikhangelele ukuthi abantu labo kufanele bephiwe ibail ngenxa yokuthi abala macala abawenzileyo. Sasile meeting yethu umhlangano i-CCC aso nhlanganiso yabhanwana inhlanganiso e-operator okusemthethweni okufanele i-contest nxa kubiza ukhetho kufanele kube le-competition. I-competition itsho ukuthi kufanele liye campaigna kufanele lironge. Thina njenge-CCC besile mhlangano o-private asikhangelelanga ukubana ke umhlangano lo ufanele ukliwe ngenxa yokubana umthetho weZimbabwe uyavumela ukuthi abantu benze ama-meeting abo ke in private nxa yokuthi siyake labe siyakhona phambili ama-public mini njengamara siyabhuka ngoba umthetho siyawazi kodwa sikubonayo ukubana ke kulokhu sitshenziswa komthetho against thina yikho sikhuluma ngendaba ke ye-Animal Farm Kingdom ukubana umthetho susetshenziswa ukubana uncindezele abanye uvumele abanye.
CCC deputy spokesperson the Gift Ostalosi Ziba talking to our reporters in Harare today. To help us dissect this hot button issue, we are joined by opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai, and ZANU-PF youth leader for Bulawayo, Mr. Freedom Murechu. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Mr. Muringai. We saw, Mr. Muringai, members of your party, 25, 26, being arrested at the weekend for allegedly convening an illegal meeting in Budiriro. They appeared in court yesterday. They were back in court today. There is a growing sentiment that members of your party are being victimized ahead of elections this year. What's your take on what's happening?
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkomo. We have said these things for a long time, that ZANU-PF as a party has no plan for Zimbabweans. What they have majored on is the minor of arresting, intimidating, torturing, and keeping our people away from serving the nation. We have seen that this is a continuous assault on the very freedoms that our Constitution gives us. That one bail is allowed. We have seen that Honorable Kala is still in prison 7 months with no court date or bail being allowed for him. So we are saying to the world, ZANU-PF, since its formation, has no plan for the people of Zimbabwe like we, the Triple C, have offered an alternative that is very visionary and freedoms to all people in our country.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Moringai, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Mr. Murechu. Freedom Murechu is a ZANU-PF youth leader in Bulawayo. The Triple C, Mr. Murechu, is saying its members are being victimized by the ZANU-PF government ahead of elections. What say you?
Thank you for having me. My take on this matter is that I think there's no victimization whatsoever. It's just, it's a game that we now know that every time throughout the elections, our opposition members, opposition, friends, should I say, they do some other things that they know that, it's against the law. You know, the law is the law. There's no selective application of the law. Even us as ZANU-PF, we also apply whenever we want to hold our own meetings. We apply to the police and we get cleared. And these guys do these meetings without, authorization from the police, knowing that they'll get arrested. And, I know throughout the election, you get free publicity for being arrested and start getting sympathy from the people. So this is a game that we know that they're good at it, but the citizens of Zimbabwe are now very much aware of that game, that they also want to get some publicity by getting arrested, and so they start crying foul to the Westerners and say, look at what ZANU-PF is doing, they're arresting us and whatnot, so that the image of Zimbabwe be trained and so forth. So we're used to it. And I think the people of Zimbabwe now, they are also aware that they can be played by the opposition.
Kodwa Murechu, umhlangano lo bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yomuntu. Aso rale ukuthi bekudingakala ukuthi abe Triple C bacele imvumo emapholiseni kumbe bazise amapholisa. Bekungumhlangano oyenzelwe endlini yelunga le Triple C. Babotshwe ngaliphi ke khonapho ngawuphi umthetho, ngoba umthetho othi nxa usenza irali kumbe umhlangano opublic kulapho ongazisa khona amapholisa, kodwa lowo ubungumhlangano osendlini yomuntu.
And njengoba ukhuluma mnumzana ukuthi umhlangano lo uthi ngabantu be-Triple C akade behlangene, ubungumhlangano atsho yikho. You can't say umhlangano it was a private meeting. Yet you are very clear to say abo amalunga a opposition abothiwe sezimhlangano ungumhlangano weTriple C. And what you should know is that in Zimbabwe we have got our security sector which is very, very vigilant, and they've got to call counter intelligence. Yesterday we see people being arrested after they've done something wrong. This time around people will be arrested while they are planning something. So that's how our law enforcement that will do it, and the intelligence guys are there to pick up such kind of information. So I think it was not a rally. Umhlangano is very clear. We say abantu laba ngabantu be opposition. We say umhlangano. Lapha ivenue maybe we say venue indibini ndemuntu aso office, but okusalayo kungumhlangano manje. So it was a meeting planned here. You know, planned the meeting towards the my election that night. So it was a political meeting. They have to go and apply to the police. Now, Musha is our Namchangan, so that they are cleared. And it's for their own good. Because these days we've been hearing a lot of issues. So abantu bangenele bethenga imhlangano bayathathwa. So amapolisa akhona ukuthi bavikele. And it's not like abafundi benza imhlangano. Bengahamba emapoliseni bebhukha umhlangano wabo. They are protected by the law of Zimbabwe. Amapolisa azabakhona so that kungabi nabanye abantu ababuyayo bezofuna ukubaphambanisa umhlangano wabo. That's it.
Mhm. Kodwa kulomahluko khonapho mnumzana Murechu, akula mthetho othi nxa abantu besenza umhlangano o private, there is a difference between a public meeting and a private meeting. And umthetho wemopa ukhuluma ngepublic a meeting. Kodwa lapha umhlangano lo ubusendlini yomuntu. Yikho i-CCC isithi cha abantu laba babothelwe ize ngoba umhlangano lo ubungekho public. Ngize kuwe mnumzana Moringai Murukunzwa, va Freedom Urechi vari kutaura hanza hapana zvekuti private meeting kana kuti musangano uri public. Nhengo dzenyu dzakapara mhosva apa nekusangana dzisina kuzivisa mapurisa.
Tinoziva isusu kuti ZANU-PF is an organization isingatedzere mutemo wayo waunomboiswa pasi. Tirikuona kuti Mr. Mrechi vari kutaura dhanzi vada kuti protecta muprivate meeting yemumba, which is undemocratic according to MOPA rules dzavakanyora ivo pachavo dzekusungirira vanhu kuti kana vachida kuita meeting unofanira kuita application to the law kana iri rally. A private meeting in the house manyatsovatsanangurira zvakanaka has got nothing to do with the disturbance of peace or anything to do with the disturbance yevanhu in the area. Yanga iri mumba maMP wedu vamachingauta and people were peacefully discussing issues that were going on. ZANU-PF has the tendency yekufungira kuti anywhere panosangana vanhu ECCC they are planning something, of which we are planning the development of our people. We are planning to bring a new government ichapa vanhu a freedom yavakarwira iwo ZANU-PF nguva yehondo. Saka zvavari kungotaura zvekuda kusunga vanhu means kuti ivo vave kutya kuti ndofunga ECCC yada kutitorera power in all these other things. But hapana zvakadaro. Isusu we a peaceful party. We've been peaceful from the beginning. Hapana kana mirizhongo yatatanga. Asi tungoona mapurisa ari kuabuzwa ne state kuti vatore one side all the time.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Moringai for those just joining us. This is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking about the escalating crackdown on opposition ECCC members. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Sana kusithuma singumsakazi weStudio 7 njalo kuhlelo njengokusho kwami sikhuluma ngokubotshwa kwamalunga ECCC. Lamhlanje kuhlelo sile siphatha amandla seCCC umnumzana Tim Moringai kanye lo mnumzana Freedom Murechu, umholi wabasakhula bezanu-PF kobulawayo. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Vachangwatibata in Venuro Ye Studio 7, we are Tripachirongwa Che Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya kusungwa kwenengo ze bato rinopikisa RCCC iro rikuchema-chema richiti nengo dzaro dzakushungurudzwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF pamberi pesarudzo mimwedzi dzichaitwa mimwedzi mishoma inotevera. Nasi muchirongwa tina vatimuringai veCCC muno muNorth America pamwe chete nava Freedom Murechu vebato reZANU-PF kubulawayo. Mpenduke kuwe mnumzana Murechu. There is a feeling among the legal fraternity, among the opposition, that police are taking the side of ZANU-PF. They are not being impartial in their discharge of duty, especially as we head towards the 2023 elections. Murikuzviona sei va Murechu?
Publicity. But there's no selective application. Selective application. Then Rakashinga last time, Pakam Bushinga MP, maybe I'm Rakereke, Rakanga Pomi Rare, Rakashinga and Jerry. I just smell out to General Bushinga, Avutina Botanga with our Akutima Purisha to victimize my MPs. Raka one day in my interview to Lawayo, and then Magolakam Bushinga, Akina Boti, Mapurisa, Abutorama site, and Akushinga and his unfair. Kufura wanu ya opposition. Atuna kubo kumbleni. Hapana selective application.
Asi izozo inya zisne ine zvematongero enyika va Murechu. Panyaze zvematongero enyika apa tukuona pane nhengo dzenyu zvinombo chisidzira zvinombo kuruzira mirizhonga kuti vachamisa ngavaurawe. Asi pare zvinhu hasati dzasungwa nanhasi.
The human rights, President Erdogan took every day, almost every day. Facebook, but Twitter, as you took on his news, not his own freedom point. At Nakumbona, one, Akambu Singa, I took a president. For the president, I got all another rights.
I don't want to. Bata imakadaro mbotura mtereri, statu mlaleli kwele South Africa, uroi. Mtereri, makadi enyu?
Makasimba, angu baba makasimba.
Aiwa, takasimba kana makasimba, wo, maapinda mchirongo atipe ufungwa zenyu.
Kutu enda asuwa nukutu jamusia mchirongo.
Ziri kushungurudzwa here nhengo dzeCCC? Ziruti ziri kushungurudzwa asi ZANU-PF iri kuti handizvo. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Izvi zviri pachena zvazvidibare. Hazvidibare vakuru vangu vasingoti isi tinongoguma tichiti Mwari dai vapindira nokuti hakutenderwi kukosera. Wakosera ari weCCC watopinda dambudziko. Wana bhavato mukazenze chaire chaire kutasa kutoti criminali ya handizivi kuti dando bato rega here iyo ZANU-PF munyika umu dai mwari atingira nekuti mwoyo wavanawo chaiwo chaiwo totoshaya kuti zvinombofamba sei kuti tasine kukawo here kana kuti iyo nyika mano yakati havaionewo here kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe havanoramba saka tichata sei mai.
Ameno tobvunza imimi vavaroi. Boitwa say.
Ndozvo tiri kutaura kuti dai rodai vagona kupa vanhu mukana vanokanzena vachikanzena vanotaurawo nezveshekore tiriposi vachitaura vari free taivo nokuti vewe ZANU-PF vari free kuita zvavanodi zvavanoda nguva nenguva saka dai vapavo vanokwanisa vetriposi vapoparidzirawo vanhu tionewo kuti zvinomira sei kwete kuvhundusira nokurova vanhu nezvavari kuita izvo hazvina kumira zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Roy
no ndinotenda baba ndinotenda
thank you very much mnumzana muringai vakhona vanye vakhalayo lapha bathi yebo amalunga enu engabe ehlukuluzwa kodwa ibandla lenu lalo ungani kalila direction umkhokheli wenu ubaba uthamisa ungani kawudobhi kuhle umtshina ungani uyalahleka nje esikhathini esiningi batsho njalo abanye uthini wena ngalokho
ngiyabonga nkomo hayi but ngifuna ukuthi lilungise lapha kade kukhuluma khona umretu bebefake ipikitsha yami hayi ansiyo so ngantiwakonfusion
bitanisorry ngizakhuluma labo producer bam sorry
alright alright no problem so mina ngathi khonapho ma kungela plani or besithi ubaba uchamisa is not doing the right job why is ZANU-PF arresting all our leaders in a independent democratic country like Zimbabwe which has peaceful people why are they pushing the narrative that all our MPs are being arrested we have Ubaba Job Scala has been in Etilongweni for the past 7 months with no reprieve bail has been refused for him for 7 or 8 times kathesi sebebophe uchampion in chief owenze organizing umnumzana uchibaya lo umnumzana machingeuta kwakulo umnumzana sithole in a country that is democratic and peaceful akulampi akulabantu abahlukuluza except ZANU-PF so thina sesikhangela umongameli welizwe u-Emerson Mnangagwa sithi he is the head of all security apparatus in Zimbabwe is he the one that is behind this to take away the fire that the Zimbabweans have got now to remove the ZANU-PF government. So I think esikubona is all these things that they have had wabula umboneni Ncube we know that last year during the March elections wabula wabanye echiweshe lapana and they keep on doing this to dissuade and discourage our people but one thing we know about Zimbabwe is we shall overcome there is no fear anymore we are going to vote ZANU-PF out no matter what they do
siyabonga muringa isikhathi sibuyele ku Murejo as we close Murejo ubusithi wena abantu abasabotshwa ngokuthethi umongameli bengisithi mina bahlala bebotshwa abantu almost every week kodwa kungelani lalokho usigqibela uhlelo ngamafitshane uyamuzwa ubaba umringayo uthi liyesaba nje iko libahlukuluza lisaba ukhetho
uyamuzwa kodwa alo ayibona ngani into ayikhulumayo uyazihluphela ZANU-PF vele kayesazi lutho and siyekhethweni lolu siyakwazi ukuthi vele isine kudala ngoba siliphathe lama-structures sisingene ebantwini and siyakwazi abantu abazavota ngobuningi babo futhi i-ZANU-PF i-ZANU-PF kayiyindawo I want to make it very clear to Comrade Mringayi that ZANU-PF is going nowhere and okuzakuhamba namanzi lamagesi ematowns lapha abalokuzangathi namanzi ama-towns lawa arana i-opposition yibo kuzabe kuhamba kuphela kothi ZANU-PF not going anywhere
siyabonga siyabonga and that brings us to the end of our show would like to thank our guests that's Mr. Timuringai of the Triple C as well as Freedom Murejo of ZANU-PF. Thanks also to you, the viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. I'm your host, Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.